This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and sometimes you want to go out of your way to try and save some money, but did you know there's probably some things you could be doing which aren't saving you a whole lot? I'm joined by Julia Newbold, Managing Editor with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
Very well, thank you, Jordan. And yourself?
I'm pretty good, thanks. And something I try to do is save my own money. I try to cut corners where I can to keep a bit of extra cash in the bank account, but some people aren't very good at doing it.
No, well, sometimes we just make mistakes because we're so focused on getting a good deal that it's not such a good deal because we don't need the item or we've already got it or, you know, something like that.
Of course, one of the most expensive purchases we'll make in our life is a car, and of course the ongoing costs associated with a car. How are some of the ways people try and cut costs with their vehicle?
Well, one of the things, which is a little bit old-fashioned, is shifting into neutral when driving downhill. It's kind of dangerous, and most cars today, they don't use a lot of energy when you're going downhill anyway, so it's a false economy, really. And by, you know, mucking around with your gearbox, you're probably suffering more wear and tear on your gearbox than you would otherwise. So while you're trying to save that bit of money by not running the fuel as you're going down the hill, you're probably, you know, racking up the cost of a damaged gearbox down the track.
And I'm sure your engine's still running, so it's still burning as much petrol, surely.
Well, yeah, technically you've got to rev it up again, and yeah, so it's a tough one.
I think I've just outed myself as an automatic driver rather than manual because I really don't know how that stuff works. So of course, and then, you know, you're trying to save on fuel, I guess, with your car, but then you also, when it comes to the Bowser, you're trying to save some money there as well.
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways that maybe you're not doing yourself a great service by buying cheap petrol. Depending on how far you have to go out of your way to buy petrol, that's a potential fail. And also the other one is putting cheap petrol in your car when there are reasons why certain cars run better with the premium brands. So if your car suggests that you use a premium brand, you should really do what the manufacturer suggests, because you could be running down the engine, and you know, the lower price fuels often have a higher sulfur content, so you know that's not what the engines were designed for.
Of course, car manufacturers put the recommended fuel there because that's what it was designed in mind with.
Yeah, so you've really got to work out, you know, is a few dollars here really going to save if you've done something more damaging that's going to cost you hundreds of dollars down the track? It's a case of being penny wise, pound foolish, as they used to say.
And people try to penny pinch around the house as well, especially when it comes to cleaning, isn't that right?
That's right. And you know, sometimes it's not just the penny pinching, it's trying to do the right things for the environment and, you know, not using homemade things that don't use strong chemicals, but certain items, vinegar for instance, it's recommended a lot around the house as a cleaning product. Well, you've got to be careful where you're using it, and maybe not use it on woodwork or the wooden flooring or, you know, granite or marble surfaces. You know, be careful where you're using it. And, you know, you can do a Google search and see what other people have suggested. But also, you know, I've got friends who have made their own dishwashing powder and so on. And, you know, depending, sometimes you spend a lot putting in the ingredients and it's not really as effective as something that's been manufactured in the right situations is.
If you're not a scientist yourself, it's a lot of guesswork and you could be, I guess, doing more damage than good to what you're trying to clean.
That's right. And, you know, if you're putting it in your dishwasher or something, then you could be ruining machinery again, which then is going to be a really expensive fix.
And I guess, well, you know, using vinegar and whatnot, so using food products to clean, people also try to save money on expiring food.
Yeah, you know, sometimes if you buy something that's about to go off, you've got a couple of days' grace, but, you know, you've got stuff in the fridge that you've had for a week or so. You know, often do the sniff test. Is it really, you know, merit? Would you give this to a small child that could get really sick? Think about what you're doing with your food because, you know, sometimes it might just taste a little bit sour, but other times it might actually make you really ill.
Yeah, and then you've got the hospital bills to worry about.
That's right. No, you don't want to make yourself ill.
Yeah, exactly. And you
can also cook too many meals in one go. You know, you think you're going to make, you know, your meals for the whole week by cooking a large batch of something or other. Well, by the time you get to Wednesday, you're probably sick of it. So, you know, then you're going to end up with wastage because you don't want that and you've used the ingredients and you've got to go out and buy more. So, you know, have a think about what you're like. If you know you don't like eating the same food day after day, then cooking a big batch that, you know, you might have to eat might not be the most economical thing to do.
I know. Well, I will eat what I have in the fridge before I cook anything else, because I come from a family of five, and then all of a sudden cooking for one person, have a lot of excess when it comes to my meals.
So I imagine.
So I'm very good at sticking to what I have in the fridge and not being fussy. And one thing I do like to do as well is going out op shopping. Is that a good way to save money?
Well, it is, but if you know what you're buying, you know, if you don't get carried away and you don't buy things just because they're a bargain. I mean, I love shopping and I love a bargain, and, you know, I can see the word sale from a really great distance. But if you're not buying what you need, then you're wasting money. So, you know, I stock up on toiletries, for instance, when they're on sale, and I end up having, you know, maybe five shampoos, and then I'll buy another because I'll forget that I bought all those others. So it's just having a lot of money sitting there in toiletries that doesn't necessarily have to be there. Or, you know, whatever your shopping weakness is, just make sure you're not doing it. You don't need five jumpers that are black with the, you know, the same turtleneck and
bit of variety in the same color. Yeah.
Yeah.
No worries. Well, I'm sure that's giving people pause for thought on exactly how they spend their money, because just because something's on special doesn't necessarily mean it's a wise purchase.
That's right. And we're asking, you know, readers, if you come onto moneymag.com.au, we're asking, do you have a frugal fail that you want to share with us? Because we all love to read what other people are doing and maybe learn from that.
Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much. Nice talking to you, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Managing Editor with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.